Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. Well, in today's world, it seems so many are quick to forget sin or pay no mind to it. But the church calls us to the mercy of Christ, which he is waiting to pour out onto us. Mercy isn't just a gift that's received, it's a path that's walked out as well. It's not only about sorrow, but about love and healing. So our question for today's show is this: what is meant by a penitent's way of reparation, satisfaction, and love? And we ask that because there are so many people, we've all sinned. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. Some of our sins are monumental, some of them are little, but we all need mercy and grace. And we all need, sin separates us from God. And we all need to make our way back into God's heart, into his graces, into his ways. And so there's a way of healing back. For us in the Catholic Church, we go to confession. We say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and I've committed this sin, and I need to repair the damage I've done in relationships, and I need to ultimately repair this break from you, and I want to be one with you, my Lord. And there's mercy and grace and healing.
So penitence of love in the pro-life movement, what would that mean? Mm. You know, we were assigned penance when we make confession, various things that we could think, say, do, pray. Again, the satisfaction and reparation in totality is in the Lord. I mean, he's the one that does that. But we want to be drawn into that so that we can cooperate with him in healing anything that we could possibly heal within us or in the situations that we've been involved with. So that's our focus today. What does that mean to be a penitent of love? To walk in that way of repair, of satisfaction, of praying for ourselves, of praying for others. And this is really important in the pro-life movement, because who's done enough in the movement? So we have those who have been engaged with the abortion, who need post-abortion healing, and they come to the place where they understand what they've done. They ask forgiveness from God. But there's also a way to help repair and to pray for others that might be in this place who have not dealt with their own abortions. Or for us, you know, basically it's, have I done enough? Or maybe I've commented in a negative way. Or maybe I was pro-choice at one point and now I'm fully pro-life. Lord, how do I repair what I was doing before? How do I make satisfaction? How do I walk in love in this way? So plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our theme for today's show is, what is meant by a penitent's way of reparation, satisfaction, and love, especially in the pro-life movement? And to help us explore, we're going to have a very special guest, and she's going to be calling in, and she will attest to the healing and the love of the penitent's way.
Teresa Bonapartis, as you said, is our guest, director of Lumina Hope and Healing After Abortion. She's also the developer of Entering Canaan Ministry, has her own journey regarding abortion and post-abortion healing in her own life. And she's one of our favorite people. Mm-hmm. We've had her on the show before. We've had her speak at our banquet. And she's somebody that's been active in the pro-life movement in various capacities for decades, that she's done this faithfully, especially in a tough place in New York, a greater New York City, and going out in front of abortion mills, offering people hope, another option, protesting there with signs that make people think. And then, of course, she's doing these great works in the area of post-abortion healing work for men, for women, for siblings. We often don't think about siblings, mm-hmm. but for siblings that understand, hey, I lost a brother or a sister mm-hmm. through abortion. What does this mean, you know, for me? And so many other areas that she's been involved with. So, Teresa, are you here with us now?
I am. Hi, guys. Great to see you.
Hey, it's great to see you. We were speaking at the beginning of the show in a general way of Penitence of Love and the pro-life movement. And again, we took Penitence of Love because coming out of the Entering Canaan ministry, you've developed a new project entitled Penitence of Love. So we want to hear about that in just a moment. But do you want to give us any updates about your ministries or what's going on with you at this time? And then we can open the door to Penitence of Love and what that is, who can participate, and so on.
So I'm still doing what I did. I'm still the director of Lumina, which is a program of Good Counsel Homes here in the tri-state area. And then I did develop Entering Canaan. And right now it's in about 16 places across the country. And it's a ministry for healing from abortion. And we have separate retreats for women, men, siblings, and also people who aborted because they got a diagnosis on their pregnancy. So we just try to, focus in on the different aspects for each one of those groups.
Yeah, and so your website really speaks about this, and you deal with so many different areas and groups of people and that you're targeting, saying, hey, this is what's going on. These are kind of the symptoms of things, or this is what you might go through when you get a prenatal diagnosis like this. Here's some choices you can make. Or you went ahead and they've had an abortion, and here's hope, here's healing for you, here's restoration for you. So you're involved in so many aspects, nonviolent, direct action, rescuing the babies, but helping men and women who have made this choice to find hope, to find healing. And as John Paul II said, and you're so well aware, that many of these people will become some of the most eloquent spokespersons, like you, on behalf of the gospel mm-hmm. of life, because those who are forgiven much, they love much.
Yeah, I think that we just, as a whole, don't even realize how many people abortion has impacted. I mean, we're talking about over 60 million abortions in our country. So there is just millions and millions and millions of people that have been impacted by abortion. Some of them know it. Some of them haven't even realized it yet. And so we try to, Entering Canaan really is a journey with them. So they would come from the beginning and they would go through the program, which addresses spiritual, psychological, different aspects, and just try to walk with them through their journey to Cana, the promised land, and healing in Jesus Christ. Yeah. And as far as penitence goes, so we've been doing this. The ministry will actually be 30 years old next year. It's pretty amazing mm-hmm. when I think about that. Mm-hmm. And it really has brought thousands of people to Christ by his grace to healing. And recently, we've just been talking. So some of the people have been involved for a very long time because then they'll give talks and different things at the retreat. So recently, we've just really, it was on my heart that, we've received this healing from God. We're very, very grateful for the mercy and love that's been shown to us. And what do we do to show that back to him, mm-hmm. to comfort him with all these babies dying and all these people being hurt and all the people that are still out there silently suffering, not even knowing there's any help for them? And so we started this group called Penitence of Love, and it's for yes. people who have been involved in the ministry for a while, and it's an opportunity for us to make reparation for our own sins, right? We're called to make reparation for our sins. Not that we can make up for them. We can't make up for them, but we don't have to because Jesus did when he died on the cross. But we can offer our sufferings along with Jesus' sufferings and reparation to God for our own personal sins against him in relation to abortion. And we also offer it up for those people that are silently suffering and don't have any place, they haven't gone any place yet, to bring them forward for healing. And also, for anyone who might die that's had an abortion each day, you know, who would die on this day that's had an abortion, and I do a chaplet for them every single day. So whoever dies today that had an abortion, I've offered up a chaplet for them for their conversion, a last minute conversion, whatever the case may be. So just to bring people forward for healing, and also to stand at the cross with Jesus and Mary and offer this suffering up for the conversion of souls, because we know tons of souls are lost to God because of abortion, right?
Yes.
I mean, when you think about it, the women, the men, the doctors, people that work in the clinic, it's just massive, the amount of people that are lost to God. And often, I feel that we don't address it enough in the pro-life movement. We're out there trying to stop abortions, which is good, and obviously by stopping abortions, we're also saving souls, because then those people aren't having abortions, so it's a really good thing. But it really just can't end there. There are just so many souls lost to God because of this, and really just to make a concerted effort to do prayers and penance in order to bring people back to His mercy and His love.
Okay. Well, Teresa, who would participate in your program? So you have post-abortive men, post-abortive women. How do they participate, and who is able to participate?
Right. So it's really for people who have been through healing, so they're more further advanced in their healing journey. And how they would participate is they do have to get in touch with us, because we want to make sure that the people that we have are, you know, really serious about doing this. And they would be able to contact us through the website, which is Entering Canaan, Entering Canaan website. There's a whole section on Penitents of Love there that they would be able to look at and to reach out and contact us there to be able to do that. And then every Thursday night, we have we get together on Zoom. Everybody that's part of Penitence of Love, we get together on Zoom and we pray a rosary together for our intentions. And once a month, I have a different priest come and speak to us on making reparation and penance for sin. So each month it's a different priest. I have a guest priest once a month, but the rosary itself is once every week. So they would go to the Entering Canaan website and they would find a section on Penitence of Love, which really explains the whole thing. There's a pamphlet that they can read there, and some other information. And it also lists like different saints that we've had that were real penitents, right? We have many saints in the church. Look at Mary Magdalene, right?
Yes.
You know, who spent her life in penance and reparation after Jesus died. So it's just really that uniting our sufferings with Him in order to bring people back to His mercy and His love.
Yes. Now, when you say those that can be involved in this aspect of Entering Canaan, that ministry, Penitence of Love, you say they have to be people who have experienced abortion and have gone through healing. Now,
right.
For them to participate, does it have to be that they've gone through your Canaan ministry?
No, somebody that's had healing from a different ministry, we'd be happy to welcome them to pray with us, of course. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
So that's really important. And this is a whole new kind of way and dynamic, because we do know many people that have gone through post-abortion healing. And then what happens after that? Maybe they get involved in a ministry or something. But this is something that's given to everyone that's gone through, you know, abortion. And, you know, you have a statement on your brochure. Unless you have lived in the hell of abortion, it is hard to comprehend the depths of God's mercy shown to us in our healing. The deeper we understand the truth of our misery, the more we come to understand the depths of His mercy. And so these are people that have they have some understanding about that. And then they're saying, and I want to unite this with You, Lord, this whole thing of satisfaction and self-denial,
right,
and sacrifice. I want this to be a way for me. I want it to be a lifestyle. I'm not punishing myself by these things.
Right, an important point.
Well, make the point.
You're not doing it to make up for your sin. You're not doing it because you feel like you're going to get punished. You're doing it out of love and gratitude to God for the mercy that He's shown you and the forgiveness that you've received.
Yes.
Yes.
How beautiful it is. And we know there are, we have friends of ours who are post-abortive, and one of the ways that they are doing reparation is they are just financially even supporting other pro-life ministries.
Right.
So it's kind of like a way of saying, I'm doing this, and or I can pray this rosary every week, or I can connect with your beautiful ministry and do a Zoom call and have a priest speak into my life.
So you can get in touch with Teresa Bonapartis. Go to Entering Canaan, EntringCanaan.com. That should be up on the screen. You can also call the number 914-844-4995. 914-844-4995. Teresa, thank you so much, and I hope we can speak again soon.
Mm.
When we think about you and all the work that you're doing, and we're just so inspired, and you're doing it in one of the toughest places in the entire country. And I'd like to hear more about your own spirituality, how you're sustaining yourself, what you do to do that. And I respect what you're doing with those who are post-abortive and this penitence of love. But I also want to share more, because I said to you, well, boy, that's for all of us, but you're doing it in a particular way. And you say, yes, we should all be penitents of love in the pro-life movement.
It's not true.
So anyway, we'll have you back. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
The great work you do for him.
Guys. Okay, hope everybody's well. Take care.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. What a hero.
I think we're about ready to go to a break at this point. I hope you've been really moved by this. And maybe when we come back for a couple of minutes, we can continue to talk about what does it mean to live a lifestyle of repair, of satisfaction, of reparation for yourself, for the pre-born, for those who've had abortions and are not recognizing, you know, what they need to do with that, and giving back to the Lord, you know, what he's done for us, and that this is a way. It's a way of penance, a penance of love. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we had a beautiful conversation with Teresa Bonapartis, and she's doing an unbelievable work in New York City, where she's still showing up at the abortion clinics because they still are aborting babies in New York City. And in one borough of New York, they abort more African-American babies than are born. And that's real, and that is happening. And so when she said that millions of people have been affected, It really is that. And so we, as a church especially, God has made a way for us to repair the damage we've done, to renew and restore our souls. Because, you know, this culture, this society, nobody wants to feel guilty or bad about anything. And how is that working out? You know, when all of a sudden psychology was the way that we were going to take care of ourselves, and we were just going to talk ourselves out of this problem and out of that problem. And then we stopped going to confession. We started going to counselors. We started medicating ourselves because we felt bad. And so then we took medicine to anesthetize pain. But we still had that cavity of that soul because we had that sin that we had to deal with. We had that sin that we have to confess. We have that sin, and whether it's an abortion or whatever your sin is, that you have to cry out to God and you want to repair. Jesus, I want to be right with you again. Jesus, I want to be in the best place that I can be with you. And the reparation is making it better, is saying, and I've had people in my life who've had abortions, went to many post-abortion healing ministries, right? There's so many of them out there, and they're all great and wonderful. But then you still have to walk out every single day. It doesn't mean just because you prayed that Jesus would forgive you that now it doesn't affect you. You still have that memory. You still have that aching. You still have, there's got to be more I can do. What else can I do? And it might mean for you to be an activist. It might mean for you to join up with the Penitent Way of Love with Teresa Bonapartis and her beautiful ministry. And maybe you're in a nursing home. Maybe you're in the hospital and you've had an abortion years ago and you've never told anybody. And you want to get this right with God before you die. And so start now. Start, find a priest, have someone come to you, get confession, go to confession, and then start praying and repairing. Lord, I'm sorry for all the other people who are deceived, who think that they're going to solve a problem by having an abortion or think that this is going to be okay. No matter how long we make the list to justify any sin, even if it's abortion, it never justifies the end. It just doesn't. And then it manifests itself in our soul. And when our souls aren't healed, our pain in our life comes out sideways. And all of a sudden, it's not right. And so you want to make it right. And Jesus is full of mercy. Jesus is full of love. And there are many healing ministries out there, because all the devil wants to do is torment you. All the devil wants to do is leave you in misery and shame and guilt, and so that you never can come up from the freedom and know mercy and grace and healing and love, and then participate with a solution of love.
Well said. So be sure to join us on Wednesday when we will have Ann Leopold, the founder and CEO of Emmaus Home, on our show for Wednesday.
And Thursday.
She's a return. I think it was like 8 years ago she was here. It's an amazing work with people with disabilities of various forms, and just the great work that's going on, the expansion that's taking place, and we all want to unite with this great work. Let us hear the word of the Lord, especially about this show today and penitence as a way. Come to me, all you who travel and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your neck. Learn from me. I'm gentle. I'm lowly of heart. And you will find rest for your soul. And you will make intercession for others that they might find the rest that Jesus offers. God bless you, all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.